Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Our purpose is twofold now. Listen, the first is to inspire and encourage you, the listening audience, and second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hardnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And today is Monday, December 7, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So do spread the word. Wow, I cannot believe this is the first Monday in December of 2009. We're almost finished with this year. This is incredible. Seems like I was just dancing in 1984 to 1999, Prince's record. I cannot believe it. And we're almost to 2010. Well, anyway, I hope you are ready for today. Let me ask you a question. Do you tweet? Are you on Facebook or Ning? You know what? That's the first thing I ask people when I meet them today. I mean, it's kind of like the end thing now in the club, right? No, I'm kidding. That's not what it's all about. It's really all about connecting for me. And I'm telling you, social media is exploding literally before our eyes. It can be exciting, overwhelming, and downright addictive. But I'm telling you this. If you're not taking advantage of it, you might as well close your business down right now. I mean, shut it down. Listen, did you know that there are people who have replaced their job incomes and who are still making money in today's economy that's constantly referred to as the recession? Many of them are doing it with social media. Well, I have a treat for you today on Wealthy Sisters. We have one of the most sought-after experts in this field, Ms. Crystal Washington. She is a social media icon, a social media strategist. All her clients love her because you know why? She increases their bottom line. So run, tell everybody, bookmark us, put us on your favorites. Have them dial 347-838-9278 or visit www.wealthysisters.com because they want to listen live or catch the 24/7 replay. She is, guess what now, also one of our featured speakers at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. Now, Ms. Washington is the owner of a Houston-based marketing firm, organizer of several business organizations, and is a consultant and a speaker that teaches entrepreneurs how to leverage image marketing and business networking to supercharge business growth. What makes Crystal unique is that she not only shares knowledge that she gained as a result of her education, but she literally built her business empire. Get this now, keyword, empire, from the ground up using these techniques. See, there's a lot of people out here running around saying I'm a social media this and I'm a social media that, but you can't really see the fruits. Hello, the money, the dollars, the greenbacks. You can't see the fruits of their labor, but listen to her. You see it because she literally built it. She, in her other words, has already practiced what she is now preaching. Crystal's journey started several years ago when she decided to leave corporate America to pursue her dream of owning marketing, her own marketing business that would encourage and inspire business owners in Houston urban communities. So what did a young entrepreneur whose very part-time business was just breaking even do, not only survive but also thrive? She started building her network. Crystal began networking with business owners at networking events and online. She began the task of recreating her marketing business image to attract her target clientele. She built a business empire and a network of thousands of business owners without a single loan, grant, or investor. She has leveraged her network and business image and created a lifestyle that only people dream of. So after this short break, we are not going to hold her from you any longer. We will bring none other than Miss Crystal Washington.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Carmel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, yes, we are back live on Wealthy Sisters, and today's guest is Crystal Washington. We want to welcome her because she is the social media diva. Hello, Miss Crystal. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. We're doing awesome today. Thank you for joining us here at Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel so honored to be on the show today.
Oh, wow. I tell you, truly, the honor is all of ours, and thank you for feeling that way as well. Now, Crystal, you know we like to just jump right into it here on Wealthy Sisters. We want to know, what is your background? I read a little bit there, but tell us, you know, give us some, you know, where you were born and what actually made Crystal who she is today.
Okay, well, just a little bit of information. I'll make a long story short. I'm from Gary, Indiana, meaning that I know everything there is to know about the Jacksons.
Okay.
But, no, I went to school and everything in Houston, Texas. That's where I currently reside with my husband. And, you know, my background is actually in hospitality, with an emphasis on sales and marketing. And so, you know, out of college, I went into management positions at hotels, catering companies, things like that. And I loved what I did, Deborah, because, I mean, again, it's sales and marketing, so it's still what I do today. But what I found was that in corporate America, as I was climbing up fairly fast and, you know, I was making a good income and had quite a bit of power for somebody my age, I started to look around and I noticed there really wasn't any brown folks, you know, that were kind of where I was at as I started looking around. Or there's certainly a, you know, a major discrepancy there. So I'm a researcher by nature. You know, I love to research things. And so what I did was I started looking at all these different statistics about, you know, the black community, and we're familiar with a lot of them. And what I discovered was that we are not less likely to start businesses. Actually, African-American women, I believe, were the number one group that starts businesses in the United States, if my facts are correct. However, our businesses have a very high failure rate, and we're certainly nowhere near the actual makeup that we have in the United States. In other words, if we make up almost 13% of the population, there's a lot of different speculation depending on which source you go to. But basically, we own either anywhere between 0.7 to 4% of businesses in the United States, 0.7. So some figures have it less than 1%. So obviously there's a discrepancy there, a serious discrepancy. And so I just start to research more and more to figure out, okay, well, what is it with our businesses? What's the problem? Well, really, you know, the first thing people usually think is money. You know, they always say, oh, you know, funding. But the fact of the matter is, with e-commerce and all these other types of businesses that you can have nowadays, that's really not the number one reason. And what I saw was that we tend to, we lack the knowledge of marketing. So that's one of the things that we lack. And so because I'm the type of person I am, Deborah, I don't like complainers. I don't believe in complaining. If you don't like something, you do something about it. And
say
so
that one more time. Say that one more time.
If you don't like something, you do something about it. And so what I did was I said, okay, well, my piece is sales and marketing. I know that I can sell people anything. Now, at the same time, I don't try to. You know, I try to make sure that, you know, a real good business, Deborah, is when everybody involved in the transaction wins. Everybody. Everybody should come away a winner. And so I said to myself, okay, I know marketing, and I know my people need help, so why don't I, you know, start doing some projects that help brown folks with marketing. And, of course, I have clients outside the black community, but that was really where my focus began because I saw a need. I saw a need, and I really wanted to do something to be a part of that. And so that's where I started my marketing company. Well, obviously, you know, working with a group of people that, from a financial perspective, are also lagging, you know, in terms of the national average and everything, you have to get real creative in your marketing efforts. And so social media made so much sense because, you know, years past, over 10 years ago, there was no way for you to gain access to thousands of people unless you paid for you know, mailing list or radio or television, all these things that tend to have a pretty high cost associated. But social media is so brilliant. We have something that never before in history has any business owner had access to. Just by your own efforts, merits, a little bit of understanding, and definitely some time invested, you can reach thousands of people. And the great thing is, Deborah, with social media, you don't even have to advertise at people. And I did say at. Because, you know, you can't be on social media acting like a commercial where you're just throwing these messages at people. It allows you to build relationships, to build a network. And so then if you're providing good information and people are comfortable with you, I remember from my days back in sales, and this is just saying anyways, people buy from those that they know and trust and they like, right?
That's right.
Gives you the opportunity to interact with hundreds of people, at least hundreds of people on a daily basis, which who can actually pick up the phone and call those many folks or send those many emails? You can't. And at the same time, they feel like they're getting to know you. I can't even tell you how many times I go out of the house, Deborah, and people come up to me at restaurants or, you know, at the grocery store and say, "Hey, Crystal, how are you?" And, you know, I'm cordial. I don't know who they are. So I'm cordial. I'm like, "Hey, how are you?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm your Facebook friend." "Oh, hi, Facebook friend." You know? And I get business daily from social networks. And so, as you said in the opening, you know, people that are not utilizing social networks, they truly, truly are missing out because this is a free resource. That's the crazy thing. It's free. It's more effective in many instances than traditional media, especially for small business owners. So there's no excuse not to be on there. You just have to suck it up, either get someone to teach you or invest some time. I suggest if you can afford it, get somebody to teach you how to do it because there's a long learning curve. I read hours every day to stay on top of everything. But it's amazing. And so, you know, social media tends to be the thing within my marketing firm that I end up educating people about and implementing most frequently because it's the most cost-effective thing you can do. And it builds better relationships. I mean, Deborah, I'm sure you've watched TV occasionally. It's not, you know, you probably will, you know, turn on the TV here and there. How often do you feel connected to the executives at Tide when you see a commercial? You don't feel like you know these people. But now if you're on social networks and you're getting to know people there and they're putting information about their products and services, but they're giving you a window into who they are at the same time, you feel very comfortable purchasing from them because you feel like they're a friend. So, you know,
that's so true.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, that's my background. That's how I came to where I am today. And, you know, even to give some information for some of the callers on the line, you know, I remember working in corporate America, and I loved what I did. I did not like the corporate environment because there's just so much stuff going on, especially if you happen to be brown. And so really social media allowed me to grow my business at a rate that was so rapid that I was able to leave corporate America a few years ago and have never turned back since. Picked up and left.
That's what I'm talking about. And I know you piqued a lot of individuals' interest with that picked up and left part, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I'll probably write a book about that one day. I don't know if it'll be a comedy play or what in the end, but I could have people rolling if I told them how I left out of there. But
Give us a little bit, girl. Because we got a lot of people on the line, and we know one of the main things and that will actually listen to the show are all of our lives are full. People are like texting me and saying, "What's going on? I can't get in." This is incredible. But so that they can hear, you know, we know what we want to do here is inspire and encourage people. And most people today, there are a lot of people, a lot of our guests that want to live their dreams. So just give us a little taste of what that last day was like.
I have to give you just a tidbit of background then.
Okay.
So I found myself one morning, I was exercising at the exercise center where I live, which is very rare in and of itself. Please understand, that's one of the challenges that I'm working to overcome. So I was exercising, listening to Thieves of the Night by, I can't think of the name of the group right now, and reading Reelionaire, okay, as I was on the exercise, and all of a sudden, something spoke into me. It was audible. It was amazing. "You're going to be out of there in 30 days.
Wow.
And I was like, "What in the world was that?" So I'm looking around. Nobody else was in there. It was just me.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I left out of there and I kept thinking about it because, you know, a lot of times we tend to be a little too deep with things, you know. And I had just read a book about numbers and the meaning of them, and I was like, must have meant 40 because 40 is the number of, you know, liberation and change and this and that. And so I'm turning over all these numbers, and 3 and 0 means this and that. And so I had this journal I started writing in. So I wrote down what had happened to me that day. And when I looked on my calendar, I noticed, well, that's a Saturday. I'm not going to quit my job on a Saturday. I don't even work that. What's that? So needless to say, to make a long story short, after a couple days, I forgot that even occurred. I forgot. It had been written down in my journal, but I forgot about it. And so, you know, a few weeks passed by, and I come to work, and we had a new assistant, a very lovely Hispanic girl, and apparently she had overheard something that someone said that was very inappropriate in terms of, let's just say, just very inappropriate on any legal stance. And she came to me, and she was hurt and upset, and when I heard it, I had this peace in me. It was so strange. And that same voice came back. And mind you, I don't normally run around hearing things, okay? And it said, it's time to go. And I said, what? I just said that out loud. I said, what? I said, it's time to go. Don't take anything with you. You know, just go. So I went to HR and I said, okay, well, y'all know we have these other issues going on. My work performance has never been an issue, you know, but this is going on, and obviously this is not of concern, and I can't work in this environment, so I have to go now. And, of course, you know, they wanted me to stay because no one else was actually, to their knowledge, trained to know how to do my job. What they did know is I had been training somebody. So I left out, and that's how I left. And 4 o'clock a.m. the next morning, I jumped out of bed.
Uh-huh.
And something reminded me, and I looked back in my journal. That was on October 17th, so I woke up the morning of October 18th, and this was a couple years ago. And when I look back at my journal, it was September 17th that I was in that workout facility. And that 30-day thing came to me. Now, mind you, at this time, I had Black Market Exchange for about 6 months, which was a marketing firm that I was building with the social network. But it really was just breaking even. You know, I mean, I wasn't out of pocket anything, but it certainly wasn't anything that could support anyone. But I just left on faith because, again, I certainly wasn't used to hearing things. I said, well, this is pretty serious, so let me just move on it. And the blessing is that since then I've not looked back. I love what I do. I get to meet so many inspired African-American entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs really of all different races, but, you know, that original passion is still there.
Right,
and so,
right.
You know, I just remember building my business using, believe it or not, and I don't even recommend this for most of my clients, but I was on MySpace, I was on Facebook, I was on Ming, I was on Meetup.com, which was amazing. You know, just using all these different social networks that really allowed me to touch more people, and then holding physical events, which is what I did through Meetup, because Meetup allows you, it's a social network, but it takes it to something physical. So then I started holding physical events and networking events and pulling people from all these different social networks to actually show up in person, the people that were local, and it built such an amazing momentum. It was crazy when I would go out and I'd hand out my business card and people were like, oh, Black Market Exchange, yeah, I've heard of you. Yeah, you know, you service this, and this business. Mind you, I've never done a lick of formal advertising at this point.
Wow.
I mean, not in a single magazine, except for people that were mentioning me based on meeting me through social networks. Nothing that I had to pay for. Nothing.
Wow.
But people knew who I was.
That is incredible. Well, I tell you, we're just getting started. This is getting even, oh, man, this is awesome. If you are listening in, you are hearing none other than Miss Crystal Washington, the social media expert herself. If you have not figured out that you need to be in front of the social media platform by now, I'll just stick around. We're going to take a short break, come back. And Miss Washington, would you even take a few questions of those
that might
have a few? Awesome, awesome. Well, hold 1 second. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
Yes, we are back live with Miss Crystal Washington here on Wealthy Sisters. Now, Crystal, you were just sharing with us about the foundation of relationships. And do you really see that as a foundation in earning and building your business?
Social media?
Yes, relationships.
Oh, well,
relationships, because you mentioned that key word, and I've always seen and known that relationships are the foundation of any business. Like you said, people want to connect with people they know and like.
Mm-hmm. Well, even more important than that, because, of course, it's the foundation of good business, but here's something I would just like to throw out there. You know, I do a lot of speaking engagements, and normally the first thing I ask people is, what is your most important asset? And inevitably, I have someone that says my education, my personality, all these different things, and they're all wonderful. But here's the kicker. You can hire someone that has your knowledge set to do what you're doing and charge slightly more and make a profit. You can hire a personable person to go out and make sales. What you can never, ever, ever get away from is the fact that you can never be larger than your network. It's all about who you know and who knows you. And I don't mean that in a superficial way, because it's not just about, you know, seeing people smiling, all, you know, showing up to cute networking events looking cute, just knowing who people are. It's about genuine connections. And so when you think about the most successful people, I can guarantee you, that the most successful people have the larger networks. When you think about people like Bill Gates, he not only has a network of his peers, but he has his employees, he has his customers, he has all these different people, contractors, subcontractors, all these different people within his network. If you only know five people, you're going to make a five-person income. If you only know five people, you're going to have a five-person business. You have to know more people, and the great thing about social networks is that they enable you to reach more people than really humanly possible when it comes to just touching people.
That's so true. Now, we even have the chat room, like I said, is just bouncing over here. We have Michelle DeParis, and she wants to know, do you think that all businesses fit the mold for use of social media as a way of marketing, and if some businesses do better than others in this arena?
Well, I won't say that all businesses should do anything, because businesses are individuals, like children. You know, you cannot raise every child the same. People that have more than one child, they use different techniques with each kid. You know, they're all different. But I will say that social media is something that should be considered by most businesses. And I'll give you an example. Let's think about a mortuary, right? How exciting is a mortuary?
Right.
Can you really stimulate those many sales by having a successful social media campaign? You have to wait on people to pass away. Not to be morbid, but just being honest.
Right. But go ahead.
Oh, yes. But however, with even that type of business that would be tough, that can't really be marketed the same way as other businesses, you can always take the personal standpoint where you're opening yourself just a little bit to other people. And again, we mean within reason on a professional level, just like you would in any other professional setting where you tell people, you know, a little bit about what's going on. Oh, my child's sick, you know, we're working on this. Just a little bit of that informational window. Well, same thing with that personal mortuary. They're letting them people know a little bit about themselves, some of the services they're offering. They might say, you know, we just had the most amazing and unique service. We just had hula dancers at this funeral. It was so different than what the family wanted. Now, here's the thing. People remember that, right?
Right,
so when someone near them passes away, or when a friend of the family or whomever passes away, they're going to remember you. So no matter what, it usually makes sense to consider being on there. And even when you don't own a business, I tell people it makes sense to be on at least a couple social networks. First off, every professional on any level should be on LinkedIn. That's just a fact. You need to be on LinkedIn. But as far as like Twitter or Facebook, even if you don't own a business, it makes sense to be on these because what you're doing is you can keep in touch with the pulse of your industry. And so you may decide that you want another job. You might want to be in the loop on promotions or different positions at other companies that might allow you to move, you know, ahead and rank a little bit faster. And so if you're connected with plenty of people, that's how you get to know these things. That's how you're included in those loops. I think they said over 80% of the most cushy and desired jobs are all filled through personal networking, within personal networks, they never posted.
So, I mean, you know, that's true. That is true. That's old school knowledge right there. I mean, you can put a resume in, you can sit in an interview, and you know that you have no chance. Even though you are highly qualified and everything, they are just going through the motions. They've already, you know, made contact with thus and thus's friend. That is true. That is so true. And I know one of the things you mentioned, too, about building the network and I'm glad you brought this out, because a lot of times when people might be interested, or like you said, you used the example of a mortuary there, but people might say, well, I don't have an interest in this person, or they might see a business card, well, you don't do what I do, or whatever, or the fact that, oh, you do what I do, I don't need your services, I already do that. Just the fact that you need to listen and keep a pulse on what's going out there, what's happening, what's, you know, who's doing what are the trends, how can you learn, how can you partner, which is one of the things that I, you know, really, really love about it. Because if you look at all these major corporations out here, they are merging, they are partnering. And for business owners, small business owners, we have to understand, first of all, that, and I say it all the time, this is a world of abundance. So there is no lack for us if we understand, if I promote you, Crystal, you're promoting, just like we're promoting the show, whatever events that we're doing, it's cross-promotional. It brings business to you. It brings business to me. That's how we are going to really, really continue to flourish in this market and in any market. So I am so glad that you brought that up. That's wonderful.
And then you took it to the next level. You know, when you go to networking events or when you pick up a business card, what separates people that kind of network from people that are power networkers is the fact that they understand what networking is. Networking is not just about making an immediate sale.
Say that again.
Networking is not about making an immediate sale. Now, you may get one here and there. It happens. But that should never be your primary focus. Your purpose in networking, picking up business cards, is to find out something about that person and to build a relationship. Now, one of the easiest ways to do this is to find out what they need. Now, what they need might be clients. It might be maybe they're looking for strategic partnership. Maybe they're looking for information on something. If you're wise, you will try to become that resource to help people. And it doesn't mean that you have all the knowledge, but you might just connect them with another person. They might be looking for an attorney that specializes in a specific field. Well, that may not be what you do, but you may know one. So what you do is you send an email to both of them saying, hey, I just want to connect you. This person's looking for and, you know, attorney friend. You know, I thought of you immediately, and I think you all should talk. Well, here's what happened. Your stock just went up in both of their eyes because you connected both of them. Now, in the future, if you need help, a favor, or whatever else, you can comfortably come to these people and ask them for advice, help, or whatever else it is that you need. So it's never about just that immediate contact. Keep in mind, whoever you run into knows more people. Even that bum on the street that you might walk past every other day or whatever, he's related to somebody. He knows someone.
Right.
And so it is smart to assign everyone a certain degree of value, appreciation, and want to help people so that in return you gain access to their network as well. Because when you're networking, it is never about meeting an individual person, one person at a time. You realize that you are literally being networked. It's like a huge spider web.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you, this is really getting good here. We have a lot of people in the chat room that have questions as well. We're going to take another quick short break. Come back. We're opening the lines up, 347-838-9278. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 1 so that we know you have a question as well for Ms. Crystal. And I tell you, this is great. Social media, the networking, building relationships, taking your business to a whole nother level. I mean, how can we lose at this? Hold 1 second, we'll be right back.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, we are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Yes, we are live back, and every woman does deserve a coach. Want to make sure you tune in to that one, definitely, as what we're talking about, and none other than the most fabulous coach today, Ms. Crystal Washington. Crystal, now, I know you mentioned earlier that you are one that believes in networking. You built your business on going into networking events and the meetup. And you said also that you speak at a lot of events. How important to you are the events and to those who attend? What is your take on that?
Well, I mean, I guess from a few different standpoints. Now, looking at what other people get out of it, I think it's important because I'm speaking about things that are pertinent that most business owners and professionals can actually use. I am not a motivational speaker. Now, I love motivational speakers, but I am not one. I believe I'm more of an action-oriented speaker. So when I'm done talking about something, I tell people what you can do is go here. Here is a resource. Do this. And so, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with inspiring people, but I'm also into empowering people. I want you to go out and do something with the information because one of my really good and really good friends and close mentors, you know, was just saying the other week on Facebook, of all places, that, you know, it's not about having the knowledge. It's about doing something with it and not just doing, but doing. And so, you know, I think it's important because people get a chance to get information they can utilize. Now, from my perspective, it's important because it allows me to have face-to-face contact with a lot of the people who I've been chatting with on social networks. You know, some of the speaking engagements are in the city. Some of them are a little bit further out. But either way it goes, you know, it gives you a chance to connect with people in person, because no matter what, social media, while it's a wonderful tool, it does not replace that personal contact, that individual email, that handshake, that hug. It's something that can get you started with someone, you know, whereas you wouldn't have access to them any other time. But it is important to realize that we can't just throw all those things out of the window. If you own a business, you can't stop going to physical networking events and just working on social media only. You can do that, and you'll still see some results, but if you really want maximum effectiveness, it's like diet and exercise. You can diet by itself and not exercise. You can exercise by itself and not diet. But if you want the best results, you'll do both.
Awesome. I couldn't have said it any better than that. And speaking of events, I know you know where I'm going with that.
Of course.
Definitely, you know, the event of the century is the Winners Summit Conference and Expo, and I'm so happy that you said that you are not a motivational speaker, because I am. I love leadership training. I love motivating people, but I also love practical information. That's why our slogan is savvy. Listen to this now, savvy advice, practical application for winning women. Hello, y'all hear me out there? That is the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, and that's what you're going to get. You are listening to Crystal Washington, one of the featured speakers who just told you you're going to come in there and you're going to get practical information. Now, this is going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Baltimore, March 19th and 20th. You want to be there. You want to register now. Don't wait. I know you got to buy Christmas stuff. I know you got to do all this for the holidays, but I'm telling you, make an investment in yourself today. Everybody that registers by the end of this week, are going to receive one of the free affirmation CDs that our co-chairs are doing. I'm telling you, this is going to be an awesome event. We have top six-figure selling. We have the greenbacks and going green. You're going to learn about money-motivated marketing. You just heard from Crystal Washington, timeless leadership principles. I mean, so much. Ignite your image. We've got over $250,000 in cash and prizes, grand cash prize, $2,500. I mean, fashion show, entertainment, food. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to www.thewinnerssummit.com. That's www.thewinnerssummit.com. And Crystal, give them a little bit of a sneak preview of what they're going to learn when they hear you at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo in March.
Got it. Well, what we're going to talk about is some time-saving tips on social networks, because I know that a lot of people, they see all these social networks and they think, oh, I need to join everything. Now, piece of information that a lot of people don't know, there are literally thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of social networks. You cannot be on all of them. You should not be on all of them. And so what people are going to learn is how to choose which networks are going to best work for you, different tools, little-known tools that people can use to connect these networks so they're updating them at one time, so that they can leverage them and basically have a seamless social media marketing plan versus all of them being individual little choppy efforts. And we're even going to talk about some ways to measure your success as well.
Awesome, awesome. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. Go register today. Bring a friend. You can even go ahead and reserve your hotel room today. There's no cost in doing that. You just have to put that on your card there, and they'll save that room for you. So you want to be there, the Winter Summit Conference and the Expo. Now, I know we have a lot of people that are on the line. We've got people in the chat room. It looks like we have a question from someone out of Atlanta. I'm going to just open the line here real quickly. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Say who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brandon Alexander, also known as the Social Network King. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How about yourself, Brandon?
Excellent. I just wanted to, you know, say what's up to Miss Crystal Washington.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's great to speak with you officially.
Ditto, ditto. And I've heard rumors that you're known as the social networking king in Atlanta.
That's right, the social network king. Well, I don't know about just in Atlanta, you know. I got a name that I got to live up to it now.
Awesome, awesome.
Miss Deb and Crystal, we're definitely close Facebook friends, me and Crystal. And, you know, I just wanted to sit here and get my stamp of approval to everybody listening that Crystal is the truth. Crystal is official, and you're going to get great information from anything that Crystal is doing with her endeavors and things like that. She is really somebody special, and she knows what she's talking about.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. That is so nice for you to share that with us, and we thank you for dialing in and doing that and even listening to our show, because a lot of brothers are asked, is this for women or is this for men or who is it? Look, I'm like, if you're seeing information that can help your business, you ought to know that it's for everybody.
Well, that's why I didn't want to say too much. You know, I listen in and get y'all tidbits, you know, but, you know, I didn't want to say too much because I'm a guy, you know, y'all might be on that, you know, that little rascals, he woman, man, haters type stuff.
No, we're about business over here, brother. We have no time, no time for that. So you can spread the word. All right, great. Well, thank you for dialing in today. Yes, yeah, so Crystal, I know you mentioned about a lot of people feeling overwhelmed. There are a lot of different networks out here. As a matter of fact, I even saw a couple of questions in the chat room as to how do you know which one is going to work for you, and is there a way to actually monitor or control the actual influx of emails that you might be getting?
Got it. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and answer that in two parts. First off, how do you know which social networks you need to be on? It's a pretty simple answer. Where is your target market? Now, also you have to know why you're on social networks, because you may not even be on social networks to reach your target market. You might be on social networks more to reach strategic partners or to find affiliates. So, you know, there's different reasons for being on social networks. But if you are, you know, on there more so to sell your products or services, you have to think, where is your target market? Now, I'll give you an example. If you are selling something that appeals, and your target market is women ages 35 to 45, making $40,000 a year or more, you don't need to be on MySpace. MySpace is a site that's dedicated more so to tweens. And so, if you're trying to reach teens and early 20s, and specifically in the areas of entertainment or fashion, then yes, MySpace is a great place for you. But again, if you're trying to reach people in the, you know, middle age or a little bit older, more mature, with families or something, certainly MySpace is not the place where you should be. So you have to keep that in mind. If you're business-to-business sales, LinkedIn is going to be your best bet, because really that's where you can find those business-to-business sales, develop those strategic relationships, because really LinkedIn is all business. That's really what it is. There's no sparkly butterflies like on MySpace. There's no music. There's no posting of the family photos like on Facebook. It's very, very cut and dry. It's not even a microblog like Twitter. So, again, know where your target market is. If you're trying to reach people that may be reporters, then Twitter would probably be a good place for you. You know, maybe you have a product or service that appeals to them. So, again, you just have to understand the behavior of the people that you're trying to reach and go where they are. You don't need to be everywhere. One funny thing about marketing is a lot of times people, especially small business owners, they think that the best marketing technique is to try to reach everyone. My product, anyone can use it. It's soap. It's for everyone. Well, that may be. But the fact of the matter is that when you target in on a specific niche, it seems contrary to logic, but normally most businesses see better sales because they're providing a product or service to an underserved market by being very specific in that niche. And it doesn't mean you're ignoring the other ones. Very, very quick example, Pepsi. In the, I want to say it was the late 80s maybe or the early 90s when they did that Pepsi generation thing. You know how they had the new generation, they had Michael Jackson and Brooke Shields and all these different young people. Pepsi was trying to gain market share in that, in the younger, you know, the younger generation over Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola has always been the cola leader. And so they targeted that age group. Now, here's what's interesting. Most people would say, oh, everyone can drink cola. You know, cola's for everyone. Well, not only did they see an increase in that market, but where they saw the greatest increase was actually in the parents of those people, because they all wanted to feel young. And so they actually saw the largest increase in people that were, I think, early 40s to mid-50s. Like, that's the group that saw the greatest increase from that marketing campaign. So it goes to show you that how by targeting a specific niche, you could still get residual increase from other markets as well, but something about being specific that's normally going to drive more sales for you.
Yes. Well, that's so true. You know, looking, you said it earlier, having that spider web approach and not knowing where it's actually going to take you. But if you focus in on something, that it can actually bring that about for you. That's true. That's true. Now, I know one of the questions in the chat room is from, let's see, Karen with Unks Mobile Marketing. She'd like to know your thoughts on SMX text message advertising in 2010. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I think that's like with any marketing. The fact of the matter is we're past the days where you can just shove a message down someone's throat, like on television, you know. You think about the 1960s, it was just about repetition. They figured if you heard it long enough and you saw it on billboards, eventually you break down and buy it. You cannot punk people into buying, and I'm just being honest with you. You can't beat people into buying things nowadays. So text messaging is really like any form of marketing. As long as people agree to it, expect it, and appreciate it, you should do it. There are people that want to get text messages about specific events, parties, products, sales, and they'll sign up for it. So as long as it's a permission-based list, really where people normally are not only signing up once, but they're actually confirming that they did sign up and they want to receive it, I think it's wonderful. But again, the problem comes into play, just like with anything else, when you just have a large list of people that have not confirmed they're interested in receiving the information, if you send them text messages, it can get annoying. I get text messages sometimes from companies I didn't sign up with, and it makes me very, very angry. At the same time, when I get information from companies that I'm interested in, I'm excited. Like, I mean, look at email marketing. You know, like, for instance, I love books. I devour books. I read them very fast. So when I get coupons from Borders and Barnes & Nobles, you better believe I'm excited. I'm excited every week when I get my coupons. I go out and purchase books based on the sales that are going on. Seriously. I guess what I'd like to say with Karen then is that as long as it's permission-based and people are signing up for it and they're interested, I think it's great. I do think we have to be very careful, though, to make sure that you're not having people sign up to a very diverse list and then sending them all kinds of information. I think it's important that if people are interested in fashion information, they should sign up on a list to receive either text messages from a specific company or a source that's going to forward them information on things related to fashion. I don't think that people should be receiving text messages on a smorgasbord of things.
Yeah, that's true, because I've gotten text messages like that as well, and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't really want this. And you sign up with one thing, and then all of a sudden you just wanted to get the free computer, and you've got everybody coming after you now with those text messages. So that's true. Now, what would you say to the person that says, I'm really not internet savvy. I don't know how to do this. You mentioned something about training. Do you train? Do you have products available to help people with that?
Yeah, I actually train people. I have webinars. I have one series where literally it's social networking for business, and it takes it a step at a time. The first one in the five-part series showing people, it actually has a plan, and they can fill out their own personalized plan. So that way you know where you're going on your social networks. You don't just sign up on things. I would say that's exactly the same as, you know, you and your family or your spouse or whomever, you say, you know, let's go on vacation. Okay. And you just get in the car, start driving. You don't know where you're going. Where are you going to end up, Deborah? So, you know, the first one in that series, the first video is going over that. Then we hit Facebook, we hit Twitter, we do LinkedIn, we do YouTube and SlideShare on the last one. So we do offer training. But I would say, you know, there's a lot of people that when they're unfamiliar with something, they say, I don't have time to learn this. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sure that when the first ATM was created, people didn't know how to use it. But if you wanted your money and the bank was closed, guess who's going to sit there and figure out how to use an ATM?
Hello.
If you value something, you'll make time for it because it's important. And same thing with social media. If you don't understand it right now, that's okay. But you need to learn how to use it because it is valuable. And if you don't want to learn how to use it, then you pay somebody else to work for you and use it, or you leverage someone else's services. But no matter what, you can't afford to ignore it because literally you are ignoring potential revenue.
That's
right.
And
I don't have too many business owners that think that that's a smart deal. That's literally like somebody standing in front of your shop store or in front of your computer if you have an e-business dancing around with $100 bills in their hand, and you say, you know what, I don't even know how to communicate with you. Maybe they speak a foreign language. I don't know how to communicate with you. I'm sorry. I don't know what we should do.
Yeah.
You're
going to
figure out a way.
And you're going to get an interpreter in there real quick.
Or you know what? You're going to get some paper and start drawing some stick people until you figure out how you can get that money.
That's right. Now, let me ask you, what do you offer a service? So if I'm a business owner and I just, oh, my gosh, I don't have the time right now to do all of this, do you offer that service as well and social networking for me? Can I hire you to do that?
Yeah, actually we do. We have something that's called a social networking marketing plan, which basically is where we go and we set up social networks. Some of our clients already have social networks. And what we do is we really destroy them and reduce some things because most people, they don't set them up from a marketing standpoint. And that's okay. That's okay. That's not their lane. It's my lane. It's our lane. So, we set that up. We get them all. We use some time-saving tools to get them connected properly to make sure the branding is in place. If it's something where there's custom backgrounds like MySpace or Twitter, we make sure that's in place. Then we actually create a printable weekly action plan that they do every single week that's going to reach them closer to their goals. And we do have to have their goals ahead of time. They need to be measurable. It's not just get more friends, get more traffic. We need numbers because you cannot hit a target if you don't know what it is. And from there, some of our clients, you know, that's all they want. They just want us to set it up, give them a plan so they know where they're going. They take it from there. We also offer webinar training to show them how to do that. Some clients, they just say, you know what, I don't have time. I don't want to think about it. You do it. So what we do is we develop the plan, and then we have the monthly maintenance fees, depending on what all someone needs, where we'll upkeep all their social networks for them as well. So,
awesome.
You know, these are all services that we offer. And it's funny, you know, as a marketing firm, there's so many things that we do, but that tends to be the thing that's most in demand because people are realizing how effective social networks can be. And, you know, I did a presentation a couple months ago at Texas Southern University over here, and I actually brought screenshots on a slideshow to show them different postings on Facebook and LinkedIn where people would see a post and they'd say, oh, my gosh, I just called this person and ordered their services. Great resource. Or I had this one post that was crazy, Deborah, where from time to time I just ask, what can I do for you? What do you need? Because I think it challenges me to keep me sharp. And so it was so funny. Through the course of this, and there's probably about 40 responses, three people ended up with business as a result of being on those social networks, meaning that someone said, oh, I need this. Then someone else answered and said, oh, actually, I do this. And then someone else said, I do this too, and I'm looking to hire somebody to work underneath me. So then they hired that other person, and both of them worked with the first person. It was crazy. And I literally just showed them a screenshot of the post. It wasn't anything I retyped. It's a picture so they could read it. And the people at Texas Southern University, the students were just like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, and think if these people on here, you know, this wasn't even the result of the networking. They were, you know, their network. This is a result of them reading what I posted up there and just being a part of, you know, someone else's network that's very large, just being attentive.
Now, what would you say? First, I was going to ask you, you got to give us your website. How can someone reach you? Get your products? They want to use your services?
The easiest way to reach me is through my website, crystalwashington.com, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Washington.com. So they can reach me, email me through there if they need any services. I mean, I have several websites. I mean, anybody who does marketing and has as many projects as I do, you have plenty of them. But that's probably the easiest one. And actually, on that website, I also give away a lot of free marketing advice as well, things that are very usable. And I tend to be a little funny and silly in the way that I give advice, so people tend to, you know, enjoy it. I think I have one post on there where I was teaching people to market like Cleo McDowell from Coming to America, the one who had McDowell's versus McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we even chat about that. All kinds of silly, Crystal's questionable grocery picks, all kinds of funny stuff on there. So,
I've seen it.
Yeah, so if you're looking for good marketing information as well as, you know, a good chuckle, probably a good place for someone to come. And, of course, through there, they can find my email, which is simply crystal@crystalwashington.com, and they can also contact me by phone as well. So definitely here to help people in any way that I can. And, you know, also if they're interested in purchasing the webinar series, I think right now we're offering the five-part series for $99. We have a little special going on it. So
I saw that on your site, and I tell you, that is a steal for everything that you said for people that to take advantage of that, because literally people are paying thousands of dollars a month for advertising, advertising, and you can spend $99 and get this and build your income and get that traffic to your website. So you want to go to crystalwashington.com right now and get that series. I'm telling you, it will definitely make a difference there. Now, Crystal, what would you say, I guess, let's say, give us four basic general etiquette guidelines for social media that you say that people must do and must have. And you see the most abused out there as well.
Got it. The number one is be social,
which
seems simple, but people get on there and they want, they're so used to seeing 1980s advertising where all they're doing is posting special, come here for this, buy this. That's not being social. You know, the whole point of social networking is developing a relationship. You can't develop a relationship with a billboard. You have to be a person. And so, you know, you can't, back 10, 20 years ago, people hid behind a company name and a logo. You know, that's what people associated with. Nowadays, people look for faces. That's why you have CEOs of Fortune 500 companies with blogs that everybody can access, because they understand this.
And say that again about the faces, because I don't know what your take is, but when people put icons up and they put logos up instead of their photo, or they refuse to put a photo on there, what's your take on that?
Well, I feel like you have something to hide, and that may not be the case. A lot of times people are not educated as to how that should work, but that's the feeling that it gives people. You know what I'd compare it to? Imagine if someone came knocking on your door, right, just like when you ask somebody to be a friend. Imagine someone comes knocking on your door, and when you look out the peephole, they have on a ski mask. That is exactly what you're doing to people on social networks. They're wearing a ski mask with a sandwich board, you know, saying, buy Joe's computers. You don't know who Joe is. You don't know if this is a serial murderer. You don't know if he has an axe underneath that sandwich board. So you actually have to be social. Next thing I would say, besides the social component, is, you know, treat people as you want to be treated, that golden rule. Don't just advertise stuff on people's walls. You know, again, ask for permission. Say, hey, you know, I have this going on, and I know you have a pretty large network. You think any of your people be interested? If so, would you mind reposting, or do you mind if I post? Next thing you want to do is leverage other people's networks. So, you know, when you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can mention someone's name so that it's highlighted and people can click on their name and see them. That's one great way to build relationships, because if you think about it in real life, it makes you feel good when someone comes up to you and says, oh, Deborah, you know what? I just spoke to this person, this person, this person. They just kept talking about you and how awesome you are and that I should come and speak to you. That's how I found you. That's literally what we're doing on social networks when we're doing that. And so you're raising stock in the eyes of the person who you're mentioning, and you're more likely to get them to mention you back as well, meaning that their entire social network is now looking at you. So that's three. Last thing I would say is don't mix business and personal too much. And what I mean by this is, think about social networks having the exact same lines as you would have in the business world. You know, if you're in sales or something like that, you might talk to people from other companies and go out and entertain your clients, but there's certain lines that you don't cross. There's certain personal
right.
information that you'll give out, you know, how many kids you have, how they're feeling. Maybe someone's having a little bit of issue at school, but you're certainly not going to show them pictures of you on your camera phone of you that are inappropriate or passed
right.
out at a bar or,
right.
or whatever else. And so on social networks, I think you have to keep the same things in line. And so what happens is when I say that to people, normally the first thing they say is, oh, well, I have family members on here. I have cousins. And then
mm-hmm.
the next thing that I say is wrong because you can't mix those two people. The people that know you as Pookie from around the way when you were little are not the same people that should be posting pictures of you as Pookie from around the way on your Facebook profile for all your clients to see. And so
mm-hmm.
if you want to use social networks for purely social purposes and connecting with people that may not be the best people to be connected with your potential clients and business network, what you do is you set up two profiles. Now, your business
mm-hmm.
profile needs to have your real name because
mm-hmm.
people will search and find you, and you can't tell a business contact, oh, I can't connect with you, this is my personal one. That's not how that flies. Now, your
right.
personal one you have as a nickname or something like that. That
like Bobo, that's when you put Lil Ray Ray and Bay Bay and all that.
Whatever it is. And so, you know, that's where your family members will contact you through that, and you don't have to worry about your clients finding that and then you telling them, oh, no, I can't add you. You never want to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might mean that you might have to get rid of a few family members and friends from your social networks right now. I've had to
mm-hmm.
do it before.
Mm-hmm.
They know I love them. Oops. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you're irritated. But, you know, unless people are paying your bills, it really doesn't matter. You know, to be honest, it's a social network. You give them a call, you take them out to lunch. It's all good.
I know I had my younger sister. We were together a couple of weeks ago, and I was mentioning something to someone else about Facebook, because that's the first thing I ask. Are you on Facebook? Because that's how you want to connect. You know, you want to know what's going on, like we've been talking. And the first thing she said, she loved that Facebook. I said, well, look, if you knew that you could make money and earn business from it, you'd be on there too. So I don't want to hear it, you know. I don't want to hear it. That's awesome. Well, now let me ask you, you've definitely been a trendsetter. You've proven that just by taking advantage of this awesome social media platform. Where do you see the trends of social networking going within the next 2-3 years?
Well, I think things are going to become more and more personalized. I think
mm-hmm.
that you're going to see it where people really, same thing with reality TV, people have an interest in getting to know people. And we
mm-hmm.
definitely live in a global economy, and this has brought us back to that. Web 2.0 really did it. So I just see things as getting a little bit more specialized, communities that are more and more specialized. I think that, you know, this is here for a while. This isn't going anywhere. And if it does
mm-hmm.
go anywhere, it's going to go more than likely to something that's even more personable, easier to connect with people. It's not going to go back to where we were, where we didn't have this personal connection, because you see it's an addiction. This is what people want. This is where
mm-hmm.
all trends are headed.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think, you know, this is here to stay. It's something valuable. There's always going to be more things, new things that you can take advantage of. But, you know, just really just keep in mind those basics that this is about networking, and it works very similar to networking in person. When you meet someone in person, you don't just automatically come off as a billboard. You know, you tell them what you do, but you have a real conversation. I think we've all been in networking events where people come up to us and say, hi, my name is Tim. I sell mugs. I love mugs. Do you like mugs? Do you have 10 friends that like mugs? Everybody's had mugs. You want to run away or slap Tim, and you don't, but you want to. Same thing with social networks. You don't friend people and then start posting things on their wall. You don't send
Thank
them
you for being
request.
My friend.
Yeah.
Go to my site.
Yes. Or you know, there's a way to do that. You could say, oh, you know, thank you so much for accepting my friend request. I really like how you've – and then you need to do some research into what they've done. If you're interested
mm-hmm.
in learning a little bit more about me, you know, my website is blah, blah, blah. That comes across
mm-hmm.
differently because obviously you've taken some interest in that other person. They're reciting something about you. So you know they've actually taken the time to look at a profile or do some studying. So there's a way to go about doing that. So just going forward, I think that we just need to keep in mind that those same things that we do in person, those same rules apply on the Internet. They really do.
Well, this is definitely helping us to build better relationships in person as well. So this has been another awesome show. We want to thank you so much, Crystal, for being our very special guest today. please visit www.crystalwashington.com for more of her information, her great products. This has been Deborah Hartnett with another awesome episode of Wealthy Sisters. Tune in next week where we will have speaker, author, and motivator herself, Jo Grace, where she is the author of the book, Sexy Girls Eat Sushi. So you want to tune into that next Monday. We want to thank you again, and you all continue to have a great day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.